It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in these markets today?
You know, he's going to still have to go with the cattle markets. I mean, right now we continue to see cattle put in new contract highs. On Friday, we saw the market, or Thursday, we saw cattle markets gap higher on the open. That pushed them to trade to or with to be close to their contract highs. So we're still continuing to see some pretty good strength as far as the cattle markets are concerned. Tight supplies and the Packers being short bought have really brought them to town, increasing their cash prices. And that's really helping to drive that market.
Right. And then looks like a little bit of drier weather again for this wheat complex.
You know, yeah, and that's helping to push the wheat market, especially when you look at the Southern Plains. They're desperate need of some rain, especially in western parts of Kansas, eastern parts of Colorado, Oklahoma. They need rain, and right now the forecast was calling for it last week. They've kind of pulled some of that out. So we're expecting to see a little bit of another decrease as far as the winter wheat crop condition ratings are concerned. But also on top of that, even though we're seeing some good snow melt up in the Northern Plains, we're expected to get moisture here at the end of the week, and that will kind of delay things again. So we're still a long ways away from getting in the field up in the north.
What's not hot with these markets then?
You know, I have to go with corn. You know, the trouble with corn is it's got the acres. It's got 92 million. It's sitting back. It's waiting. We are going to see some planting concerns, but how much will that impact the market? And if it only lowers us by a million, that puts us the same as last year. So I think corn is just kind of taking a wait-and-see attitude to just how this spring's going to go. I mean, the demand is good. You know, with China buying and Mexico still buying, that's helping to support the front months, and we've got those bull spreads working where everybody wants to be, is buying the front months because of the tighter supplies and the strong demand. It's just that we know that we're going to get a pretty decent crop.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.